Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
There's a man in Alberta who's only been identified as David. He just changed his gender to female, but it was for a specific reason. Anybody? Anybody?
Radio contest so he could win a PlayStation or something like that? Most outrageous act.
Change to female so he could play tennis.
Play tennis? Nope.
Because his dream was always to be a female tennis star.
Champ, yes.
Yes.
To save money on car insurance.
Boy, I never hear that little gecko or Flo talking about that.
Right. David says.
I like to see the gecko just go slack-jawed when he gets that news. What? You what? Yeah, I used to be a dude, but I'm a chick now because your company gave me a better rate.
Yep. He figured he'd save about $840 a year on car insurance by being a woman, so he went for it.
But you know what? He wasn't really committed.
What does the operation cost?
He's not. I don't know.
He wasn't really committed to being a dude, I don't think. I don't think for $800 a year you go through that.
Even though you can legally change your gender in Alberta with just a doctor's note, he has to now legitimately live as a woman. So what's the insurance company going to follow him around?
What, he can't watch football?
Women watch football.
Can't watch football in pants?
He's had it.
It's to legitimately live as a woman. What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. I wear pants every other day.
What makes you a woman by what legitimately makes you a woman?
I'm going to go with the apparatus that can do the baby. The baby part makes me a woman, because otherwise you can bolt anything on
me. But I mean, as far as your day-to-day behavior.
Stanley again.
Oh, don't.
What makes you a baby?
I forgot about him. Oh, God. Yeah. At first,
what does he pay for car insurance?
He probably gets some phenomenal rate, and it's paid for by the government.
Stanley,
he shouldn't be allowed to drive.
Adult baby, he did. He drove to Home Depot. I think he drove. Did he get a ride to Home Depot to buy the lumber to build his own crib?
We had a truck.
This law is saying, okay, if you're a woman, then you're a woman. If you want to get a woman's rate in car insurance, then you have to live as a woman. I say you have to apply that same standard to Stanley Thornton. You want to be a baby, no driving,
but they don't see
no voting.
You live as a baby.
No buying alcohol.
But what he does, the insurance company is only concerned with his gender at this point, apparently, if they're going to profile, not what he
Canadian
does.
Canadian guy?
Because you can't, what if you looked into everybody's personal life, like, what do you like to do? Oh, man,
now
we're not insuring you, you freak. Hey, man, it's not a crime.
Why should that make my rates go up?
Right. Why did my rate go up? Because I blank.
Because I'm a plushie.
What would make your rate go up? Probably everything.
I am now a woman, he bragged about the process. I pay $840 less for auto insurance. I won the end. But now that the story is getting attention, David's probably a little worried about insurance fraud, saying that, quote, I didn't legally change my sex solely for cheaper auto insurance.
It's hardly fraud. He had the work done, right?
No,
did he
did
have
not.
The work done? He just got a doctor's note that said he's a woman.
That's all he needed in Canada to do it.
Okay, so that's...
He didn't
That's
do
what
anything.
I'm saying.
I got a...
He's the Stanley Thornton of insurance fraud.
I got this letter. I'm having surgery. And I got this letter from an outfit that is going to be part of my surgery. And they said...
You better put a little distance between the guy we were talking about having sex surgery and you saying you got a letter because you're having surgery.
In this... $840.
It
was hey, here's what we do. Here's how this works. All this stuff. It's like, oh, okay. And then there's another like little blue note in there that says, hey, we bill your insurance company directly. And pretty much goes on to warn you that if they mail me the check and I cash it, that's our money and we'll sue you. Huh. So I don't know if they've had this.
Once again, insurance companies are calling all the shots. How does Harvey Weinstein
get his insurance company
his legal fees and send them to his insurance company and say,
who does
you
got to
pay these?
What does that have? Yeah. What kind of insurance did he have? Where are they going to health insurance or something like that? He must have had
some umbrella policy,
covers that if I get sued or something like that, you're going to cover this.
He probably paid dearly for
Even
it,
so,
too.
Insurance companies decline. That's what they do. They decline to pay.
Not covered.
Declined. No, it's been covered. You did this intentionally, and you knew it was wrong, and no, we're not covering that. Somebody sued you because you're a scumbag?
Apparently every insurance company does that except Harvey Weinstein's.
Oh, we don't work in Hollywood. We don't get it.
You said they're unhappy about it, but it didn't say they had declined to pay those fees, right?
Right. Yeah. And then they had to take them to court to stop from paying the fees? Who is this worst insurance company? I don't know the other insurance company that has to go to court to not pay off.
Is there sue insurance? Like if somebody sues me, I'm insured for that. Like this company, like the insurance
Lloyd's
company
of London insures
it?
People's legs and There's remember all that stuff.
Liability insurance,
I think there must be.
Or is this just part of his homeowner's policy?
Could I bundle that? Like,
I also got my washer and dryer insured. I have to pay repair bills on those.
That is new.